Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day in Israel begins with a warm touch. Bright skies stretch across Jerusalem, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa sees a mix of sun and clouds, promising a pleasant day outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF struck over 85 Hezbollah sites in the past 24 hours. This follows rocket fire in southern Lebanon. Also, from Walla, earlier this hour, Palestinians were forced to move a body due to clashes with settlers. The IDF has condemned the incident. Also this hour, JNS reports that earlier today, the IDF killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of Mia Shem. They also destroyed 8 Hamas tunnels in Rafah. Separately, Forward informs us from earlier reporting that a man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march last year has been sentenced to life in prison. And finally, the Times of Israel shares from this morning that surfers in war-torn Gaza are finding rare moments of relief by taking to the waves. Here's what people are saying online. I24N EWS English posted just minutes ago that despite his injuries, Mojtaba Khamenei remains central to Iran's war strategy. The Times of Israel writes on X just now that surfers in Gaza are finding brief moments of peace in the waves. Visegrad 24, a European news platform, posted earlier today that the Iranian regime's portrayal of a normal life is deceptive. Most in Iran live under oppression and hardship. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's actions, the Jerusalem Post details that the strikes targeted Hezbollah's weapons storage and production facilities. This comes as tensions escalate following rocket fire near IDF soldiers. The situation remains volatile for residents in southern Lebanon. Turning to the incident near Shaar HaNegev, Walla reports that Palestinians had to alter funeral plans due to settler clashes. The IDF has expressed disapproval of the actions that disrupted the funeral. The event underscores ongoing tensions in the region. Meanwhile, JNS highlights the IDF's operations against Hamas. The targeted terrorist was involved in past abductions, and the destruction of tunnels aims to weaken Hamas's infrastructure. This action is part of broader efforts to secure the region. Separately, The Forward reports that a man responsible for a deadly attack on an Israeli hostage march in Boulder has received a life sentence. This verdict delivers justice and closure to impacted families and communities. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israeli drone defense startup Defend is exploring a sale valued at $1 billion. They hired Goldman Sachs as demand for anti-UAV systems grows globally. Separately, Ynet Business warns that Israel faces a dangerous debt path. The war's costs and defense demands are straining the economy, pushing the government towards risky financial decisions. And finally, Globes shares that a Tel Aviv Park Hamesila penthouse sold for NIS 55 million. The sale highlights continued interest in luxury real estate in Israel, even amidst economic challenges. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.